Well, it's a positive step forward for the Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation in that it ensures they have a seat at the top table representing island fishermen and inshore fishermen in all discussions that would take part or would happen both with the Department of Agriculture and also among the wider fishing industry. It's something the island fishermen have been seeking for a significant period of time. It was a commitment that was contained in the programme for government, and it's something I'm very happy to have worked with them and to ensure now is being delivered so that both island fishermen and inshore fishermen will have added weight and added representation now in terms of all decisions that are made with regard to their futures.
Quite a timely appointment when there are such an array of concerns facing fishermen.
Yeah, it's really important. Obviously, it's a key time for the fishing sector coming out of Brexit and the challenges that has arisen as a result of that, particularly in relation to the impact on our quota. And also, particularly, I think, for inshore fishermen and for island fishermen, they have particular challenges. That's really important that they are represented. And the fact that the Irish Islands Marine Resource Organisation now will be a full producer organisation and have the supports that come with that will provide a real strong avenue for island fishermen and inshore fishermen to be fully representative and ensure that their voice is heard. And I look forward to working very closely with them as Minister for Marine in the time ahead.